Welcome to Musically and Technically Speaking, a podcast where music and technology intersect, hosted by Brenda Minch and Carol Broves. Today's show is all about folk songs. Do you do them? Should we do them? So, welcome to another podcast. This time we got Brenda and Carol and Jennifer back on the old recording here. So girls, what do you want to talk about today?
I think Jennifer had a wonderful idea. Will you want to tell us, Jennifer?
Well, I was discussing with some of the teachers in my school about the fact that a lot of our students, younger students, don't know folk songs, American folk songs. And that's an area of music that is quickly...
disappearing.
Yes, thank you.
Even the parents don't know them.
Yes. And I was saying, I do grade level concerts at my school at the elementary level, and last year we did a Pioneer concert that had some of the folk songs, and some of the kids had never heard of them before, but I had parents coming up to me afterwards saying, oh, that's so wonderful that you're teaching these songs, and we did the Illinois State song, and I had parents who said, I didn't even know we had a song.
The Illinois State song is hard, though,
it's
man.
It's very difficult. It's musical. I don't think it's musical. I think it's very hard to sing.
I think it's very musical, but it's just... because we sang... at the U of I, we sang it for every graduation as a glee club. We had to learn it. It's a pretty song, but it's just really hard to sing, I think. And the some of the words are... like, I tried to do it with my third grade kids, and forget that. Some of the words I just couldn't even comprehend.
Yeah, right. I did it with fourth grade, and we ended up doing only the first verse, because we were just... there was no way we were going to learn the entire song.
I usually have a kid sing a solo on it.
Because cheater!
Can't do it.
But I've also noticed that depending on where you look, there are different verses.
Right.
Which is also challenging. And we've discussed that in class a little bit. So I've had students that have looked up the words.
What would you consider to be like the base of folk music that is starting to disappear then for our students? Like, name a few songs.
Oh my.
I'd say Oh Susanna, Home on the Range.
Yeah, all that stuff. I can't think of any off the top of my head. We were listing a whole bunch at the meeting with my fourth grade, because we're going to do a fourth grade concert of folk songs, and it's all about Illinois, and part of it's going to be songs that kids learned back then, and all those types, like even I've been working on the railroad.
Right.
They don't know those, and right. I mean, we also talk about they don't know the nursery rhymes anymore.
See, and that's what I'm starting to notice with my little guys, that, you know, the kindergarten teachers are all trying to teach, you know, little rhymy things for Old King Cole, but these kids have never done Old King Cole. They're lucky if you know Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Right. I did a Lincoln Assembly this year, and it was basically all Americana songs, anything to do with America and Illinois and Kentucky and all that. And they didn't know any of it. I mean, it was all brand new, completely new.
But they enjoy them when they learn them, I think.
Oh, yeah, they do. And I think the secret to folk songs is exactly what Jen is doing. You have to do a concert that centers around folk songs. To just do a folk song in class, I don't think it... for some reason, it sometimes doesn't work real well. But when you say, okay, we're doing a concert and we're going to put all this stuff together, the kids totally get it. Because I think folk songs were meant to be in a concert format. People sang them around the piano. It was the only music that people did as a group. So I think when you do it in a group and you do it as a concert thing and you do it all, it brings back that hominess. You know, that's my thing about it. I think to just do it, I think sometimes creates problems.
Well, see, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think that sometimes you have to do it just to do it, though, because otherwise you know, you can't have a concert of folk songs in every grade level. And I think the whole point that the reason that we're missing them is that what we're lacking is a community base of songs that everyone knows.
Oh, yeah. And that's and partly because our society is becoming, you know, I talked about this before. It used to be when I was a kid, I listened to my parents' music because my dad on Saturday morning had the music going. Well, now everyone has their own iPod. We don't listen to other people's music. We listen to our own music. So we're not developing a repertoire of songs. We're developing our own repertoire. You know, yeah. So that's one of our problems. And we're losing this. I think given 5 or 7 more years, I think it's going to be really interesting to see the new music teachers coming in. They may not even know these songs.
Well, I think part of what we're seeing here is a result of more and more people thinking that they can't sing. Because it used to be how you'd learn those songs is mom would sing them to you when you were at home or driving in the car or whatever.
Right.
Or dad. But now you don't get them unless the music teacher sings them to you. And so we only see them for 30 minutes twice a week or 20 minutes twice a week, or if you're really lucky, 20 minutes every day. So to fit a lifetime of those, you know, ambient songs in is hard.
And plus, these parents love the CDs that are funky and cute and rock music type. And so instead of doing the folk music, they're putting in those CDs when they're 3, 4, and 5 that are all this rock music, rap music. You know what I'm trying to say? The new.
Right. The jazz new up music. Version.
The jazz up version. Yeah. They don't even know that there's a regular version. I mean, I was so funny. I talk about it. You know, I do this Hooked on Classics thing, and one of the things is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's, you know, Kill the Rabbit. And the one kid was like, no, it's not. And he knows a whole other song because there's a video game that uses it. So in his mind, you know, that it was a video game song. It wasn't even, you know, Bugs Bunny, and it wasn't, you know, it was hilarious. You know, it's their context that they pick up on.
So, Jen, yeah. Tell me again about what grade level are you guys looking at doing this concert with?
This will be a 4th grade concert.
Okay.
And theirs is always the first concert of the year. Like I said, our overall theme is Illinois, so we'll be learning some songs about Illinois, but we're also going to be doing some folk songs that kids maybe 100 years ago learned when they lived in Illinois.
Gotcha.
And the really nice thing about this, too, is those teachers are really excited about using those folk songs. So I've got the support of the teachers that they'll practice them in classes. Right. They'll just play the music in the background while the kids are working on other materials or things like that. But we have one teacher, she actually just retired last year, but she every morning would start the day with the kids singing a couple of different patriotic songs. She had a rotation, I think. And it hit, I think, 10 songs a week. Every, like, Monday would be certain songs, Tuesday. And it was so great because they don't even know the patriotic songs anymore.
Right.
It's America the Beautiful or, stuff.
Yeah. I start the year out with all patriotic. We start out with the, you know, Star Spangled Banner, our school song, God Bless America, America the Beautiful. I mean, everything, all the patriotic.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great year to start out with, and the kids are all pumped and ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, I do that typically after our November concert because I only see my kids once a week for 35 minutes. And for that 4th grade concert, we have to start that first week preparing for it and songs. Because some classes sing certain songs, others sing others, and then some songs everybody sings. But, yeah, my November and December, our overall unit is patriotic and folk songs, and there's not enough time to get everything in with only 35 minutes.
Right.
Oh, to have more time to see my kids once a week.
See, that's one of our things, I think, is that we don't have the luxury of having them every day.
Yeah.
So, and we just have to deal with, and that's why it's hard for us when we say we don't do certain things. It's not because we don't want to do them, it's we just don't have the time to do them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there's assemblies and there's, you know, days off and then there's conferences and, you know, la di da di da. So I think we're all sort of in agreement that we need to still do some folk songs, and you know I think it's an interesting thing that they're going away. It's sort of strange because I grew up in folk songs, and my students when I taught K-3 they loved them. That's all we would do for like weeks on end. We'd sing folk songs all day. you know, those days are pretty much gone.
Well, that's back in the days when all music, that's where all you did in music class was, it was a bag of songs. You sang a song, you sang a song, you sang a song, you sang a song, you went. That was it. You didn't play an instrument. You didn't compose. You didn't do any of that stuff. I wonder if this isn't an issue that maybe, you know, we need to have, like, parent classes on raising a musical child.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And, you know, I think this is an interesting, this has gotten me thinking, you know, we do a, I don't, people probably don't know this, but we have a Google.com, and I think we should talk about what folk songs are we should be doing. I think that would be an interesting thing. I think, you know, this next week or so, let's put together a list of folk songs that are have to's, want to's, and we can get rid of to's.
I think we need to also divide that up, though, into, like, elementary, middle elementary kind of thing. Because it makes a difference what you're, what age group you're looking at. And you know what? This might be something interesting to see, to put up on the blog and see if anyone can leave comments on what they think should be in that, you know, basic repertoire of folk songs for a particular age level.
Right, and I think this is going to be a part two. I think we're going to do a part two on, like you said, early elementary, late elementary, middle school, and what folk songs are appropriate and what things, because, you know, we talked about the Illinois song, what things would be, you know, sort of a repertoire of, like I said, have to's, sort of want to do if you have time, and ones that probably don't need to do, you know.
Okay.
So.
An interesting list.
Yes.
I know my students have been interested, very interested, when we talk about what life was like even, you know, 50, 75 years ago, about that family and community environment. They're very curious about it and ask a lot of questions. I think they just don't realize, you know, how different life is now with TV and internet and video games and cell phones and everything else, just how simple life was.
Right.
And they've enjoyed, like, they enjoy learning about it. We talk about it and we've done some different things in class. Just discussions, and it's really interesting to hear their thoughts about it as they start thinking about, wow, life was really different.
And, you know, it's interesting because the folk songs, they even tell you little things that have happened in history. That's what's sort of cool about them. There's certain words and there's certain things, and they sort of put a context, which is sort of different from our music today.
Yes.
You know, so... I like sort of talking about the song, you know. Yeah, it's even like the Star Spangled Banner. They love the story, you know. Mm-hmm. They all have stories. That's what's sort of cool about folk songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I even challenge my kids, and this may be something I'll expand on, especially at the middle school with certain songs that we'll do, is have them research it, like maybe divide them up in groups, and each group has a song, and they have to look up and find the history about it and present it to the class, along with the song, perhaps.
Yeah, a little jigsaw thing.
Mm-hmm. Or even like an internet search where certain questions, and that's just stuff I'm coming up off the top of my head.
Yeah. Sounds great. Well, this has been a good discussion. I mean, we all are coming from different avenues, but I think we've all sort of agreed on a lot here.
Yeah. I think that mainly what we're seeing is that the community is being lost. That you know, you used to be able to just to sit down and say, okay, everyone's going to sing Oh Susanna, and you could just start singing. You didn't have to teach Oh Susanna to the group. You could just enjoy the feeling of communal singing in a large group of people.
Right.
And that's what you end up lacking when you don't have this community base of songs that everybody knows.
Yeah, and that's why at the holiday concert, we always sing one song at the end. Everyone sings, parents, children, everyone. The band plays. It's like super loud, and we all sing the same song. We put the words up. And every year it's a different song.
Oh, really?
And that's how we end the whole holiday concert with. And it's not a holiday song.
Oh, wow.
It's usually a folk song or a patriotic song. And the reason we do that is we want people to leave sort of as a community.
That's a great idea. I have to look into that for next year.
Yeah. It works out great. And people go out, and then you know what? It just that whole, you know, thing about religion and the holiday concert goes away because now we've all ended on something that we've all agreed on, like a patriotic folk song.
Huh. See, we wish you a Merry Christmas because that helps my preschool kids to know that the concert is over. So we all sing we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Right. Same idea. Yeah, same idea. Tradition is good.
Yes.
It is. thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you would like more information on any of the topics we discussed, all the links are on the blog.